Greetings in Jesus' name. It is truly a joy and a privilege to be here with you all. Thank you, Dad, for what you brought. It's very good for me, and it's very much along the same lines that the Lord's been working in my heart. So I bring you greetings from the brothers at Keystone. You all are a rich blessing to us, and we look forward to endeavoring to continue in the grace of God together. That's a joy and a blessing as you think of continuing in the grace of God together. I think of 1 Thessalonians 1, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians. We could say unto the church here at Bern, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and your labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. So these scriptures bear my heart here this morning, that we give thanks to God for you all, and we make mention of you in our prayers. And we know that you all do the same, and it's a joy and a privilege. I believe there's much blessing that we receive as we pray for one another in this way. So for an opening scripture here, we could open to Psalm 100. Really appreciated the verse here on the whiteboard. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Rejoice in the Lord and give thanks. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. So for a title this morning, we could consider Thanksgiving. A way of life. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. So this time of the year, with the harvest, makes me, there's a fresh wave of thankfulness that comes over me. As you consider the grain in just in hundreds and thousands of bushels being harvested and being taken to the mill, that it can be useful for the animals and for us. And it just gives me a fresh wave of thankfulness. And as I considered this, I considered some of the canning that you sisters do. And as we can things and we put things into storage and even in the freezer, isn't there a fresh wave of thankfulness that comes over us in those ways also? And I think of Thanksgiving, you know, sometimes we think, you know, sometimes we feel thankful. And I think that is a rich blessing, and I think that's a great bonus. I believe we feel thankful. Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgiving, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. So gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 50:14. As I just considered what the Bible has to say about being thankful, about thanksgiving, about, so if you just consider thanks, thankful, thanking, thanksgiving, praise, and praises. Just do a word search sometime of how many times you'd find that in Scripture. And it truly is amazing of the call to praise God and the call to be thankful. So I came up with 409 in my short study. 409 times. And you see it in Psalms a lot, but it's in the New quite a bit also. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You have to think of sometimes our children. You know, a child is maybe, in our words, you know, you could say throwing a fit, in quotes, or you can see the unrest in his or her spirit, and nothing is right. And, you know, most times in my short experience, it's been that until we take the time to administer some love to them and disciplining and most times that is going to be what it takes for them to be free in their spirit to be thankful, you know, to be happy. And I think of my own life, and I think of us adults. And at times, you know, we can, speaking for myself, you know, I can find myself there, and it's there may be a lack of thankfulness. There may be a lack of exercising the praise to God, of exercising of all the blessings that we have, of taking too many things for granted. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I just think of, as Dad said, what is on my schedule. You know, and David in Psalms many times made a commitment to praise God, that he made a commitment to praise God. And is that on my schedule, that today I will praise God? You know, there's real challenges that come, but I believe as we make a commitment to praise God, it will make a big difference as we walk through that. Thanking God is an act of the will, but rejoicing is an expression of the Spirit. There's numerous quotes here that I'll share with you all today. I'm not sure on all the authors, including this one. Thanking God is an act of the will, but rejoicing is an expression of the Spirit. That spoke to me. Thanking God is an act of the will. It speaks of a choice. Of a choice that I will make to thank God. You know, I confess there's much room I could grow in this aspect of my relationship with the Lord, of seeing that it's a choice. It's not, I don't have to wait for the feeling and then, I'll thank God when I feel thankful, but it's a choice that I need to make. It's an extension of the hand, a vowel, adoration, specifically a choir of worshipers. The definition for thanksgiving, a choir of worshipers. Isn't that a blessing as you consider a choir, a multitude of worshipers together worshiping God? A.W. Tozer would say, gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that the poorest of us can make, and be not poorer, but richer for having made it. Gratitude is an offering precious in the sight of God, and it is one that the poorest of us can make. So, no matter where we are today, the blessing of being young or old or anywhere we find ourselves, we can all make this offering and be not poor but richer for having made it. We want to be richer. So let me join in praising God. I want to be richer in Christ. As you consider praise in the Webster's 1828, commendation bestowed on a person for his personal virtues or worthy actions, or meritorious actions themselves, or anything valuable. The expression of gratitude for personal favors conferred, a glorifying or extolling. So, this part of praise is talking about is the noun form. It's the object, ground, or reason of praise. He is thy praise and he is thy God. Deuteronomy 10:21. So it talks about the reason of our praise. The verb would be to commend, to applaud, to express approbation of personal worth or actions. To extol in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on account of perfections or excellent words. Praise him, O all his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Psalms 148:1. To express gratitude for personal favors. To do honor, to display the excellency of. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord. Psalm 145. So something I just think about for my own life is how can I show God that I'm thankful? How can I show God that I'm thankful? How can others see if I'm really thankful? You know, I think of if someone helps us with something, you know, thank you. I appreciate your help. You think of even an employee, or thank you, that looks nice. You think of our children. Thank you. I appreciate that you wash dishes for mom. Think of our dear wives and all the ways they labor for us, and the many times that I don't commend her like I should, but it goes a long ways, I believe, in our relationships. Just to take an opportunity and speak a word of praise. Psalm 8, 1 through 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, that thou put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Second Corinthians 9:6-15. But I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, the exceeding grace of God to you, of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. So what is man that thou art mindful of him? Is that a thought that comes into my mind at times? The visitation of God. Do I take that lightly? Do I take that for granted? Do I thank God for his visitation? Or am I welcoming his visitation? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Even the Colossians 1:26-29, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known that what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Verse 27. We'll start with 26. Even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Am I in awe of Christ in me, of Christ in my brother, of Christ in my sister? Does that bring an awe and a worship and a thanksgiving, a praise out of my mouth and from my life? You know, it's easy to almost take that for granted. You know, we think, yeah, God, He died for all. He's always there. You know, salvation is there when I need it or when I want to surrender. But the Bible teaches us to surrender when the Lord speaks. When salvation is nigh. So if I really am thankful, if I'm really thankful that Christ died for me, that Christ died for us, that Christ is in me, the hope of glory. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Is this what I believe, that by grace I am saved through faith, and it's not of myself? It's not in my own wisdom, but it is truly a mystery of God. It's truly a gift of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Am I thankful for what God has done for me? I did think of some examples in Scripture of people, of saints of old, who were thankful. Think of Paul and Silas. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So they were in prison here, and at midnight, I wonder if they just woke up at midnight, or if they probably didn't have an alarm set on their phone, but maybe another way that they woke up at midnight, or... So it may have been a way of life to them, a commitment they have made. So they were in prison, and I had to wonder, what did they feel like praising God? You know, could have had self-pity and think of reasons why they shouldn't be here. But they looked past all that. But they looked past all that and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. A beautiful example of lifting our voices in thankfulness and humility to praise our God. I don't think we have to be ashamed and be scared of pride to lift our voice wherever we find ourselves. If it's in the store, getting groceries, or if it's at work, no matter who's around us, they may look at you a little bit for the first time or two, but as they get to know you, they're like, oh, he's just him. He's not talking to himself, but he's worshiping God. And so I'd encourage us. I found that to be a blessing. I think if there's ways we are trying to minister to someone, and maybe the words verbally speaking to them directly, they may not receive it as well, but maybe in a song they could receive it better. Luke 2:36-39, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. And spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. So she served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord. You think of Daniel. Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You know, this speaks to me of he was committed. He was committed, even though it could cost him a lot. But he had made a commitment, and this was a way of life for him. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You know, thankfully we have the opportunity to be continually in prayer. But I think it'd be good for me to maybe set more times aside in this way. If I'm willing to make a commitment, I think God will honor that. Exodus 15:1-2. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. So this is right after they came through the Red Sea. And as they passed on the other side, they sang this song of triumph. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Just speaks again of a commitment to God. Jonah 2:9, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. This was Jonah repenting of not going and preaching how he was asked to in the first place, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. So just thoughts that go through my mind is, what does my life look like if I will pay that I have vowed, that I will pay the thanksgiving that I have vowed? What does my life look like as I endeavor to walk in thanksgiving? Matthew 26:27-28. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Here Jesus was eating the Passover with his disciples. And it just blessed me. I wonder what he said as he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them. Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission for many for the remission of sins. Feeding the 4,000. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground and took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and break and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. So he commanded the people to sit down on the ground and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks. Helen Keller would say, so much has been given to me that I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Is that my testimony this morning? That so much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Or do I think, I always get the short end of the stick, you know, and I just am not blessed near as much as other people. But the Bible says, you know, that if we want to be rich, we are to be rich in the Lord and not in material things. So you think of the account there, the ten lepers. Luke 17:15-16. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his feet. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Just blessed me as I considered of, you know, they were, you know, you're walking away, and I know I've found it at times. I should have told him thank you, you know, and so he turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and he came and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So I had to think of, you know, here's one way that we can, is an expression of, an example for me to give God thanks, is to fall down on my face at his feet and to give him thanks. John 11:37-44. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, that thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. So we'll continue on here in 42. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. So this really blessed me as Jesus said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I'm not sure, but it seems like he may not have prayed yet. I'm not sure exactly. You brothers could shed more light on this. Because verse 42, And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Or he had not commanded Lazarus to come forth yet. So it speaks of, Jesus' life of faith here, and it speaks of just a blessed relationship with his Father. I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I had to think of my own life. You know, if we get an answer to prayer, you know, am I willing to come and return? I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Or am I too busy to keep hurrying on in life? First Chronicles 23:30, And to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. And to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. Sometimes, and I'm speaking for myself, you know, we think of, you know, we always have to be moved into something. Meaning, our spirit within us has to be moved to pray. Or maybe resent a bit of a scheduled prayer, almost, that, well, I don't, you know, really feel like it. But it seems like maybe if I'm willing to make that commitment, and maybe as I go to the Lord in prayer, maybe that I will feel like it as I endeavor in that way with God's help. To make that commitment, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. A genuine spirit of thankfulness to God will also produce a practical gratefulness to others. Psalm 105:1, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. This speaks of a life in Christ, of what the Lord is doing in my life, to make those deeds known among the people. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. So here's a few commands of us to be thankful. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This verse, I have much, much to learn to give thanks in everything. You know, there's situations that come and they're not easy. You know, if it's an ailment, or if it's a challenge that we all may be facing. He says to give thanks. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I need to look to the Lord to be thankful for that. I know that's easier said than done. And so I just ask you all to continue to help me to give thanks in everything. 1 Timothy 2:1, And I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So it says to give thanks for all men. To give thanks for that person who's a challenge to me. You know, the person that's hard to love, that may be trying to me. It says to give thanks for him. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. So be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Could thankfulness be a key or an ingredient that would help unlock the door to be a more faithful Christian? If I am thankful towards God, I will place value on God, His Word, His kingdom, and all that He does. I will embrace and not reject the joys, trials, and hard things that God brings/allows into my life. So I have to think of if I'm thankful for something or thankful to God, you know, it seems that I will place value on Him. I'll place value on His Word. I'll place value on His kingdom and all that He does. I will embrace and not reject the joys and trials and hard things that God brings/allows into my life. As I consider the many ways God has blessed me much more than I deserve, the grace of God in my heart to do what's right, to make right choices, is not of myself. It is the gift of God. I'm just amazed that as we, in God's grace and with His help, can surrender our lives. And He makes us a new creature, a new creation. And if I want to come to church, if I want to hear the Word, if I want to do what's right, it is a gift of God. It is not of myself. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You think of some of the animals, maybe a deer, and how it bounds. You know, it bounds across the field. And consider us and our lives that we are abounding that way with thanksgiving. That is, it is not just half-hearted, but it is in much intensity. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2. Psalm 119:62, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. A few verses here as we consider making a commitment to God that I will be thankful. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise Thee among much people. I will praise Thee among much people. There's a few more people here than at Keystone, and no matter where we find ourselves, let's be willing to praise among much people. And thankfully, this is an easy place to praise much people. I'd think of come next week. You know, am I willing to make a commitment to praise God, no matter where I find myself? Psalm 35:18, I will give Thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise Thee among much people. Psalm 18:49, therefore will I give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, among the heathen. and sing praises unto thy name. Someone else is praying for the things we take for granted. You know, there is a... We don't have to look very far and realize just how abundantly blessed we are. Amen? And there's people that are in unfortunate situations, and there's various reasons why that could be. But I think of our heritage. Many of us have a blessed heritage that have taught us a lot of biblical principles. And I think of some of these men, and you ask them questions, and you learn of their history. And you see that they're just repeating history of their parents. And so I think there is a lot that we have to be thankful for of what our parents have left us, and even our grandparents and beyond. And I just think, am I thankful of my heritage, or am I ashamed of my heritage? But me personally, I'm thankful for my heritage. I believe you all are also thankful for your heritage. So if I'm thankful for my heritage, and I think I'll put value on them and respect, I had to think of, are there others that I'm thankful for? You know, you think of my brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ, and how am I thankful for them? For each one of them. You think of our dear children, and if I'm thankful for them, you know, how does a thankful heart relate to them? How does a thankful heart relate to my children? It's not joy that makes us grateful. It's gratitude that makes us joyful. It's not joy that makes us grateful. It's gratitude that makes us joyful. I think that just gives me a small glimpse again that it could be a choice to be grateful. So I think I'll just close here with Revelation 11:17. Saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Lord's blessings to each one.